I was watching The Price is Right the other night. And a little fun fact for you. It's called The Price is Right Tonight. Now. So they had a little change up in name. But Big Bad Drew Carey, he's still on there and he's still fucking killing it. But he looks a little rough. He ain't aging too well. You don't have them aging genes like Big Bad Jay Aniston or fucking J-Lo. Or who else? George Clooney. Fucking nipple Batman, baby. Worst Batman ever. But I was watching The Price is Right, really getting into it. Because everybody knows that that's the best game show in history of game shows. Because who doesn't like The Price is Right? I fucking love sitting there and guessing how much something costs. And then you got the little mountain man. He's going up fucking yodeling and shit. You gotta make him stop so he doesn't fall off the edge. But yeah, Price is Right. That's fun shit right there. But one thing I noticed, I was sitting there watching it, and you know, all the bigger prizes that people win are nice. You know, fucking win like a big old washer and dryer set or a dishwasher, all that shit. All these appliances, they're all nice and new. Or you win a car. They had a 2019 fucking car. I think it was like a Nissan Altima or some shit. They gave that some bitch away. But then like the smaller trinkets, the smaller prizes, and not even all, prizes all the time. Just the smaller shit that you got to guess on or the smaller shit that you can win. It might just be me, but all that small shit looks like it's either from the fucking 1980s or you remember fucking paid programming? You just get done with a long day of work. You go and you want to sit down, but you just can't figure out what you want to watch. And you're just kind of scrolling through the old TV shows. And this was before streaming got big. This was back with cable or regular TV. And you're just kind of searching. Or you're like 11 years old and you wake up at 3 a.m. and you can't fall back asleep and there's no cartoons on. So this is what you watch. Paid programming, baby! The only place where you can sit and learn about a popcorn maker that not only makes popcorn and adds extra butter, but that motherfucker wipes your ass, does the dishes, and makes that spaghetti! All at the same damn time. The paid programming, I feel like, always had these whack-ass fucking failed sales attempts that just never made it into stores. I feel a couple of them made it into stores, like the Roomba. I remember seeing the Roomba on paid programming. Fuck, I watched like a 2-hour long fucking presentation all about the Roomba and... Fuck, I was sitting there 13 years old. I was like, this is going to fucking change the world. This is innovation right here. But yeah, I don't know where I'm going with that at all. I just remember paid programming. And I was like, damn, this is my favorite fucking show. Let's learn about the fucking Nitro Bullet. But what's up? How's it going? It's Tuesday. You already know what it is, baby. It's the Good Talk with Jake Delano. We're back. Coming at ya. Fucking Halloween happened this past weekend. Got a lot of shit going on. But before we really dive into things here, we're going to go ahead and we're going to start off with the best of the best. Some Sublime, baby.
Yeah. Early in the morning, rising to the street.
Ooh,
light me up a cigarette. Shoes on my feet.
Putting them shoes on, baby. Find that reason, search it. What went wrong? Hey, where's my money?
I gotta make sure.
Nah. What's up? How's it going? We're back in action, having fun, having a good time. You know what it's all about. It's all we have around here, are good times and good talks. But what's up? We're back. Another new week. Hello. Welcome. Thanks for coming back, my lovely apples. Hello to any new peeps. Glad you're here. We love to have you. It was recently Halloween. What's up? Hallow's Eve. A lot of different costumes. There were a lot of crazy costumes. I saw a lot of shit. I personally didn't dress up this year. I didn't dress up at all. I didn't do as much. You know, I didn't do enough to dress up. So, fuck it. But I do really like dressing up. I love Halloween. Because you can be whatever the fuck you want to be. You can be anything. You want to be a vampire? Go ahead. You want to be like a popsicle box? Go ahead. I saw one costume. Pretty sure it went viral on Instagram. It's old, but one dude was a porta potty one time. That's a good ass costume. Had like a box on top of him and then a toilet. And he had like a sweatshirt. And so it looked like a person was carrying it. And then his head was on the inside. You open up the door and there was like a little dude in there taking a shit. And his head was poking through the box. It was pretty creative. But I won a few Halloween costume contests a couple times. One time I was Frankenstein. And I really pulled that shit off. I had these big steppers. Well, I credit to my mom. Well, and my G-ma. My grandma. They both were big players in that. But I had these big, like, when I'm pretty sure every kid had them growing up in, like, the 2000s. They were the, like, giant steppers or, like, moon steppers or whatever the fuck they're called. They got, like, little Velcro straps. They're like big, mine were yellow. They're like neon yellow, and you strap your feet in there and it adds like 6 inches. Well, I'd put like electrical tape around the bottom, and then I put them sons of bitches on, had some jeans on, and I had put shoulder pads on and then a gray, just regular sweatshirt. And I had this mask and I put that shit on and I had these gloves and holy fuck. I gotta find pictures. I look just like him. It was pretty good. I won a costume contest with that one. Took first place. I won first place as Captain Jack Sparrow one time, but you really gotta get into it. You had to act like him. That was back in my acting kind of days. It was really, I did musicals and shit like that. That was fun. It was a good time. But yeah, I won a contest as Captain Jack Sparrow, and then, what the fuck? I think I might have, no, I only won those two, and then I took second place one year. I remember taking second place, I don't remember what the fuck I was dressed up as. It might have been third. All I know is I didn't take first that year, and I don't remember what the hell I was. I'm going to have to look through some pictures and shit. I feel like I might have been like a werewolf thing. That year I just didn't really try that much. But, hey, fucking first place twice. Can't go wrong with that. It's because we're winners, baby. Nothing but winning around here. But yeah, Halloween, that's fun shit. Good time. I believe in ghosts and stuff. I used to not. And then I had some crazy, unexplainable instances in my buddy's house that's claimed to be haunted. And this Halloween, in my current home, it is haunted here. House was built a long time ago, back in like the 70s and shit. And there's weird shit that goes on all the time. Like, Brandon, Matt, and I, we use the washer and the dryer all the time. Works fine. Never stops for us, ever. Johnny goes off and uses it. It shuts off on him. And it'll like, play with him. He'll go upstairs. We've seen it. Me and Brandon have been downstairs. And shit, it'll just shut off. And then it'll start doing the little noise. It makes, like, a little ring. Like, a little... It's fucking freaky as shit at night. That's all I can tell you about that. But there's just a bunch of other shit that happens that's unexplainable. Fucking, we think it's haunted here, okay? Well, the other night, Halloween night, I go with a group of people, go to a haunted house. Wasn't that great? We'll talk about that in a sec. But come back here. Johnny's here. We're just chilling. While I'm in my room, on my phone, hanging out. All of a sudden, there's like some screeching noise and shit outside. Johnny's freaking out. And I was by myself all day. I heard it. Thought it was just like an animal. Whatever. Johnny heard it. Starts freaking out. And I was like, I didn't hear anything. So he goes back in his room. I'm chilling in mine. All of a sudden, and I have my window down. And Brandon's window's down, so like we can hear up like outside pretty well. Well, I'm just sitting, chilling, and all of a sudden I hear it super loud, and I'm like, damn. It was just a shriek, like bloody murder. And I was like, that's crazy. I was like, that's pretty loud. So I go and ask Johnny, I'm like, is that what you heard? And he's like, yeah. Well, all of a sudden it starts doing it again, and like a lot. So now I'm just like, okay, what's going on? There's got to be something's getting attacked outside, like an animal or something. So I'm looking out the windows and shit. Nothing's happening now. It's not doing it anymore. I don't see anything in the yard. And so I'm sitting down. All of a sudden, it just goes crazy, loud and a lot. I'm like, okay, what the hell is going on? I'm thinking there's an animal outside getting attacked. You know, so I go outside, you know, I'm looking around, grab the shotgun just in case, you know, something's got to be, you know, you never know what's going on out there. Some ferocious or something just needs to be put out of its misery, you know. Well, I didn't bring it all the way outside. I just set it down in the garage, you know, because I didn't see anything out the windows. So I go outside and I'm looking around. Johnny's freaking out. We're checking the yard and shit. Nothing. We go back in the house, start hearing this shit again. I'm like, okay. Well, now it's kind of freaky. So now we're just chilling. It finally stops. Goes away. I haven't heard it in a while. I'm sitting on my phone in my room. All of a sudden, my power in my room just goes off and comes back on. I think I talked about it a couple episodes ago. It happened before. And it was when we were talking about ghosts and shit. Well, this shit's happening. He's talking about the ghosts and everything. I'm just like, there's a freaky animal outside, props. Well, my power in my room goes off, comes back on. And I'm like, Johnny, what the fuck are you doing? Because he's downstairs. And I was like, why is he shutting my fucking power off? And go downstairs, and he's gaming. Not touch my power. And he's freaking out and shit. I come back upstairs. I'm sitting on my phone. All of a sudden, all the power in the house goes off. And I'm like, okay, that's creepy. Johnny's yelling. I'm yelling. I'm looking out the window to see if the lights are on at other houses, you know, see if the block is out. Nope. Everyone else got their lights on. So I go downstairs. I'm like, Johnny, what the hell are you doing? You blow something, you flip it off. He's freaking out. Well, he's got the Ouija board in his hands. He has a Ouija board, and I don't fuck with that shit at all. He brought that shit over when he moved in, and I told him I wanted him to get it out. And he just didn't listen. Well, before the power went out, I had told him to get that shit out of here because I saw it sitting on the shelf, and I was like, go put that in your car, and tomorrow you bring that back to your fucking dad's house. You get that shit out of here. And so he's downstairs bringing that shit out. Fucking power went off everywhere. Now I'm downstairs. I'm like, what the hell are you doing? Why do you still got the Ouija board in your hands? I'm like, what the fuck? Why is the power out? He's like, dude, I was just walking and put it out in my car, blah, blah, blah. So I go and look at the fucking the power box, whatever the fuck you want to call it. And the master switch is flipped off, but it doesn't have a red flag. It wasn't flagged. So now I'm like, okay, that's a little spooky. That's fucking freaky as hell, actually. I flip that shit back on, power's up. And I'm like, okay, Johnny, you get that fucking thing out of here right now, and you put it in your car, and you never bring it back here again. So that's what he did, and I fucking, holy, you had to be in the moment, because it was scary as fuck. The wind was blowing. We get outside. I went outside with them, and the wind just picked the fuck up, and leaves are fucking doing the little tornado shits in our yard. And I was like, this is literally out of a fucking movie. I almost shit a fucking brick. I don't know. He got that shit in his car. Rest of the night, everything was okay. Here we are, a couple days later, everything's a-okay. Nothing's been happening. Fucking get that evil shit out of here. This place is haunted, though, but the ghost is nice. He just kind of messes with us a little bit. He messes with Johnny a lot, and it's funny as fuck. But there's this bench that we threw away, and the owner brought it back, threw it away again. Owner brought it back again. He said it has to stay here. So that's just kind of freaky. And it's just spooky shit that goes on here. But that's enough of that shit. I'm done. I don't want to talk about it anymore. I'm starting to bore myself. Ba-boom, baby! It's election day, and we finally, thankfully, and mercifully have made it to the end of all these fucking celebrities jamming their political ideas right down our throats from both fucking sides, from naked celebrities telling you to mail your votes in, to fucking dumb YouTubers out here telling you who to vote for. Anyone who has the smallest bit of a platform is out here just trying to sway the election either which way. And we're finally done with it. It's over. And thank God, because that shit was annoying as fuck. Just every second you go on a social media fucking site, you just celebrities just jamming their political shit down your throats. Me personally, I don't want to see that shit all the time when I'm fucking on the internet. I kind of want to see some funny shit, mapes. I don't know. See what's going on in someone's life, you know, I don't know. I don't want to see political shit all the fucking time, especially from these people. And Lady Gaga coming out here throwing out an absolutely fucking bizarre video. Fucking, I don't even know what the hell. She's out here, she's dressed in camo, leaning up against a truck, drinking a Coors, but then she threw it on the ground. Okay, that's not right. That's alcohol abuse. But then she's saying that she's voting for Joe Biden, and she started talking about these states, and then telling riddles about what state she's gonna be in. Blah blah blah. I'm sure a lot of people have seen the video. If you haven't, go look it up. It's just, it's weird. I don't know. It was just extremely unexplainable. And just tone deaf. I don't know. I'm just tired of both sides just throwing their fucking political shit wherever the fuck they think they can throw it. At least that shit's over. Kim Kardashian had her 40th birthday not too long ago, a couple days ago. And, you know, it's Kim Kardashian. She's got everything in the world she ever wants already, you know. And if she doesn't have it, she can just go buy it. So what the fuck are you going to get her? What are you going to get her, Kanye? You going to get her, like, a little bit more booty for booty? You gonna get her another face? Like you already got one for her? What are you gonna do? Oh, buy a fucking hologram of her dead dad. That's what you can do. There you go. And then with the hologram, obviously Kanye wrote the script. Okay. And Kanye, she married the most genius person in the world, Kanye West. And like, okay, you see, if he just, everyone would be like, okay, yeah, it's just a joke. Like, he wrote the script. Why not throw a little something in there as a little joke, you know? Kind of funny, haha. But not when you're Kanye West. Because you know that he truly, absolutely believes that shit 100%. And I thought that shit was crazy. And then on top of it, what the fuck is a peefy? He says something about, oh, I'm always around. You know, when you hear someone make a little peefy, or when you make a peefy, what the fuck? A peefy, we're all kind of thinking the same thing, I think. A peefy's got to be a fart. It's got to be. What the hell else would it be? A peefy. I just think that's fucking weird. I think the whole thing was weird. And I think that holograms should just stay in Star Wars. Kanye needs to drop that shit. No more holograms. We need to keep Tupac as a hologram. Elvis Presley as a hologram. Michael Jackson as a hologram. And Princess Leia. Those can be the only holograms allowed. No fucking Kim Kardashian's dead dad. That shit was creepy and weird as fuck. And I wasn't vibing with it. Ugh, I don't know. But what are you gonna do? I fucking bought this candle at where the hell did I get it? Walmart. Yeah, it was in like a box, like one of the clearance box things. They had a bunch of like apple spice and apple cinnamon and pumpkin spice, like sprays and shit and candles, and I went ahead and picked up an apple cinnamon Febreze and a pumpkin spice candle. You know, I never really got into that shit, but holy fuck, I brought it home, I lit it up, I got it burning right now, and I've had it for a couple days and the fucking shit's almost gone because I love the smell of it too much. And as soon as I get home, I've just been lighting it up. It's just been smelling the fuck up out of that entire house. I love it. But that is about a wrap for today, ladies and gents, my beautiful apples. Thank you for tuning in. And I want to say I love you guys. Thank you to all the new peeps who are coming and listening and checking it out. And thanks for coming and having fun with us. What's up? If you're not already, go ahead and follow and like the Good Talk Podcast on Facebook. Go ahead and follow The Good Talk Podcast on Instagram. Keep up to date with us throughout the week. See what's going on. Got some more content on there. Try and post pretty frequently through the week. Sometimes, I'm going to be honest, I'm slacking, but you guys are a bunch of slackers too. We all are. But go do that. And if you're not already, go like, follow, or subscribe to the Good Talk Podcast on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and all your podcasting platforms to fill your podcasting needs to listen to me. Thank you. Love you all. Let's go ahead and close out with some amazing shit. Okay? Some sublime. What I've got. Ooh. Yeah. Ooh. Ooh. Early bird gets the worm.
Rise into the street.
Ooh, rise and shine. Cigarettes give you cancer. Find it. Search. Oh no. Oh no, I'm broke. Fuck. Good old dog. Charge for that. Shred it, dude. Shred it. Shred it. Ooh. Yeah. Shred it.